are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
4 seconds left. He's got the ball. He should have it. Isaiah hangs on the ball, flips it up to the Raptors. Detroit is the city of champions again.
Detroit basketball.
What is happening? Welcome to the Locked On Pistons podcast, your episode for Tuesday, December the 8th. Let's take a look at the odds. You might want to avert your gaze a little bit. This is your boy, Matt Shook, the host of the Locked On Pistons podcast, a sports writer here in Detroit City covering sports gambling for PlayMichigan.com, a Pistons fan and follower my whole life, just like you guys, and a sports newspaper reporter for over a decade as well. Thanks for listening. Thanks for spreading the word about the Locked On Pistons podcast, your home for Pistons daily news and opinion as this long, long offseason continues, almost done. 9 months in between tip-off to tip-off of Pistons basketball, and that is scheduled to end, that 9 month of misery and pain and loneliness and the yearning for Pistons basketball, supposed to end on Friday night as your Detroit Pistons on Fox Sports Detroit will take on the New York Knickerbockers in a preseason basketball game. Never felt so good to watch preseason basketball on a Friday night in Detroit City. But today we are going to be talking about the odds. We're going to take a look at the FanDuel Sportsbook and what they have to say about the Detroit Pistons, predictably ugly in terms of the expectations. Also, the Almost Legends series with Brother Brian talking about a Piston figure that we know very well to this day, but some of the backstory of a Detroiter, a Detroit legend, as well. Also, the Meet a Piston series continues with one that will be very relevant to meet because a lot of you guys don't know the backstory. I didn't know all that much about this young man, and we'll see. Looked like he was a stretch candidate, but it sounds like he's in it for the long haul for the next couple years. Or, you know, obviously this roster will continue to change up, but contract-wise, 2 more years left, I believe. But give me a follow on Twitter at Matt_Shook, S-C-H-O-C-H, another underscore after that. Also the Locked On Pistons Twitter account, and check us out on Facebook at Locked On Pistons-Matt Shook. But what do the odds makers think about the Detroit Pistons? Well, first of all, unfortunately, the latest news from my day job at PlayMichigan.com, which you should be checking out, just check it out every day. Just go ahead and check out PlayMichigan.com every day. But we were of the opinion, or were of the thought, the estimation, that the online gambling launch might be coming at about the time that the NBA season tips off on December 22nd. Pistons tipping off December 23rd at Minnesota, taking on Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. But that appears that that will now not happen. The Michigan Gaming Control Board telling me, your boy, on Friday afternoon, that about 4 to 6 weeks from last week is the potential launch of online sports betting. You want to be super optimistic 4 weeks from last week, December 2nd, when the rules went live for online gambling in Michigan, would be December 30th. But with the holidays, you know how government is, that's probably not going to happen. So I'm thinking more like mid-January. Right around your boy's birthday, there will be probably online gambling in Michigan. No guarantees from here. We will see how it all kind of comes down. But sooner rather than later, sometime, probably certainly the majority of the NBA season, you'll be able to make wagers on your phone from operators far and wide throughout the state of Michigan, FanDuel, DraftKings, BetMGM, Barstool, all these names you've heard about that are online gambling operators coming to the state of Michigan. Check out PlayMichigan.com. If you're ever going, just going to give you the heads up about the money model for my company. If you're going to be signing up for one of these operators, do it through one of the links of my company. And that's how we make money. We get a cut of that. That's the first part. Second part being the best deal possible will come through those links. Some of them will be the same as the deal that you can get on the regular marketplace. Some of them will be exclusive deals through PlayMichigan.com. But certainly not any skin off your back to support the mothership and sign up through a link on PlayMichigan.com to sign up for that online sportsbook account. Okay, I've made my pitch. Here we go. FanDuel FanDuel and DraftKings are the two industry leaders in sports betting. I have no preference on either one. We don't have like one deal that's better than the other. I'm not told to push one or the other. But I will tell you, as someone who looks at online sports books basically every day, FanDuel has like the most robust markets, I would say. Some sports and some events, DraftKings has better ones. These are the two industry leaders. There are other ones that there are things to like about the other smaller sports books, emerging sports books as well. But FanDuel and DraftKings are the leaders for good reason. And so FanDuel, I looked this morning, has the most NBA stuff up right now. So they're the ones that we're going to talk about today. But again, check them all out. Get accounts from all 15 of them. We'll see how it goes. I know I will. The NBA Finals champion, of course, the favorite is the defending champion Los Angeles Lakers at plus 270. The Milwaukee Bucks plus 550. After that, Brooklyn Nets 6-1 plus 600. Third. Where are your Detroit Pistons? The Detroit Pistons are third to last in the NBA, 28th on the list of NBA teams, only better odds than the Cleveland Cavaliers and New York Knicks, who are both plus 25,000, so that's 250-1. The Pistons are 24,000, so plus 240 to 1 to win the NBA championship. Put a dollar down, win $240 when the Pistons shock the world and win the NBA championship. Same in the Eastern Conference, where they're third to last because the Cavs and the Knicks are still last, still behind them. So to win the Eastern Conference, Cavs are plus 13,000, Knicks plus 13,000, 130-1, Pistons plus 10,000. So 100-1 odds to win the Eastern Conference for your Detroit Pistons. How about regular season MVP? Markets on FanDuel have Luka Doncic as the favorite at plus 410, Giannis Antetokounmpo plus 480, then James Harden, depending on wherever he's going to play this year, plus 750 to win an MVP are your top three. Anthony Davis, 850. Steph Curry, 850 as well. Kevin Durant in the comeback, 1,300, 13-1 odds for Kevin Durant to win regular season MVP. There's kind of a field for the rest of them. You know, there's a bunch of markets listed, but the highest market that is listed is 25,000 to 1, 250 to 1. So the highest Piston, Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose, who are both listed at there, are both 250 to 1. So it's kind of like the anyone category, because they've got, I don't know if it's a joke, but Taco Fall is also 250 to 1. So Klay Thompson, who's going to miss the season, is 250 to 1. So really no reason to take those guys, I guess. It's kind of a little bit of a goofy market. So, yeah, none of the Pistons have odds. They're almost off the board, really, at that point. Rookie of the year, how about that? Killian Hayes is the number five highest odds to win Rookie of the Year. Odds on favorite, LaMelo Ball of the Charlotte Hornets at plus 350. Obi Toppin, New York Knicks, 5-1 at plus 500. Anthony Edwards, 7-1. Plus 700. That's third for Minnesota. Fourth, James Wiseman. I'm sorry, tied for third, James Wiseman and Anthony Edwards at plus 700. And then in fifth place in odds by himself, just below, plus 850, your boy Killian Hayes right there. Fifth in the Rookie of the Year odds. Also, Sadiq Bey makes the list that would be tied for 13th at 4,500. So plus 4,500, that's 45-1. Sadiq Bey tied with Kyra Lewis and Onyeka Okongwu at 45-1. Isaiah Stewart, further down the list as we work down, he is 110-1, tied with guys like Pashevsky, Desmond Bain, Theo Maledon, Tyrell Terry, Zeke Nnaji, Leandro Balmero. Those guys all tied 11,000. Plus 11,000, so 110-1 there. Defensive player of the year, I thought this was interesting. All sorts of names listed. It looks like something like 32 names listed. And this is a Detroit Pistons team that's very focused on defense. Guess how many players of the 32 have odds posted for the Detroit Pistons? Zero. Zero players on the Detroit Pistons have odds for defensive player of the year. By the way, Andre Drummond at 110-1. Plus 11,000 to 1. Most Improved Player of the Year award. Some of you guys will be kicking yourselves to hear that Christian Wood is among those, tied for sixth at 24-1, plus 2,400 to 1. Christian Wood there, tied with guys like Chris Boucher, Kobe White, DeAndre Ayton, Ja Morant, Lonzo Ball at 24 to 1. Jeremy Grant, though, of the Detroit Pistons, does get listed. He is about tied for 30th or so. He's tied with Jaren Jackson, Jason Tatum, Lauri Markkanen, Markelle Fultz, Mitchell Robinson. Those guys are 36 to 1. So Jeremy Grant with the expanded role, which makes some sense to me, on the list for most improved player. Another one as we go further down the list at 65 to 1, and this one makes a lot of sense to me too, is DeLon Wright getting a larger role with the Detroit Pistons, plus 6,500, 65 to 1. So those are some of the odds that are out there. And the big one here, the odds to make the playoffs. First, they listed the odds to make the play-in tournament, 7, 8, 9, 10 in the NBA's Easter, in each of the NBA's conferences, make the play-in tournament. Pistons, pretty decent odds to get into that, as you might expect, plus 360. So they're the ninth team in the NBA, the Eastern Conference, to be given odds there behind Atlanta, Indiana, Washington, Orlando, Chicago, Charlotte, Philly, Toronto, and then Detroit at number 9, plus 360 to get in the play-in tournament. And then to make the NBA playoffs, the Detroit Pistons, yes, are plus 610, so a little bit worse than 6-1 odds, and no, minus 1,000. So you got to bet a lot of money to make a little dough to say that the Detroit Pistons will not make the playoffs. That's the betting rundown. We'll hit the markets occasionally from time to time and talk about what's out there with your Detroit Pistons. But up next, Greg Kelser, Special K, an almost legend. That's coming up next here on the Locked On Pistons podcast. But hey, I'm really excited about this sponsor to tell you guys about. You've heard it, but we're going to tell you more about them today. It almost goes without saying, but life can be stressful even under the normal circumstances. 2020 has proved to be abnormal in every sense of the word. You need stress relief that goes beyond the quick fixes, and that is Headspace. Headspace is your daily dose of mindfulness in the form of guided meditations in an easy-to-use app. I told you guys about a little bit of the sicknesses that I was having over the summer. Meditation and mindfulness helped, and that is without a qualifier. It helped 100%, and that is something that got me through this year and generally, just kind of in your headspace and the things that you're going through. Headspace is one of the only meditation apps advancing the field of mindfulness and meditation through clinically validated research. This is real stuff. This isn't hocus pocus. So whatever the situation, Headspace really can help you feel better. Are you overwhelmed? Headspace has a 3-minute SOS meditation just for you. You need some help falling asleep? I know that's been an issue for me over the years, continues to be. Headspace has wind-down sessions that their members swear by. And for parents, Headspace even has morning meditations that you can do with your kids to get them relaxed while they're doing the virtual school, all that stuff that's going on in this world. It's just great. Headspace's approach to mindfulness can reduce the stress, you can improve the sleep, boost focus, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Again, this is something that had really helped out my 2020, made it a little bit better than how bad it's been for a lot of folks out there. Headspace is backed by 25 published studies on its benefits, 600,000 five-star reviews, and over 60 million downloads as well. Headspace makes it easy for you to build a life-changing meditation practice with mindfulness that works for you on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. We've heard Blake Griffin talk about meditation and mindfulness, your favorite Detroit Piston, and you deserve to feel happier, and Headspace is meditation made simple. Go to headspace.com/lockedonNBA. That's headspace.com/lockedonNBA for a free 1-month trial with access to Headspace's full library of meditations for every situation. This is the best deal offered right now. Head to headspace.com/lockedonNBA today.
Yes, sir!
Still looking for some great charities out there and great causes out there, preferably Michigan-based, or even more preferably Metro Detroit-based, although that's not necessarily a qualifier as well. But if you know of any organizations that might need a boost this holiday season, get in touch with your boy at Locked On Pistons on Twitter or all the other forums to reach me that you know about and tell me about it, and we'll kind of get some a little bit of a fundraising drive. I know it's put together a little bit haphazardly, a little bit willy-nilly here this holiday season, But we're looking to do some more initiatives like that in 2021 as well. So bigger projects, smaller projects, especially things, like I said, Michigan-based, maybe athletics-based, maybe basketball-based, kind of in our little phylum, in our little genre here, would make a lot of sense for us to tackle. So if you have any causes, needs, organizations, things like that, that you might think, and they're all worthy, I don't want to say the word worthy, but ones that particularly would be might be interest of our listeners and ourselves as Brother Brian and myself to kind of help out and pitch in the Locked On Pistons community, let us know if you might have any of those in mind. And without further ado, almost legends.
With Xavier Tillman and Cassius Winston being drafted this year, there are 8 former Spartans on NBA rosters right now. There have been 56 players from East Lansing to play in the NBA, counting the active 8. How many do you think spent some time with a team from Detroit? Well, if you count Chet Atabekan, who played 1 year with the Detroit Falcons in the late 40s, that number is 7. So today on Almost Legends, we talk about the player who probably had the biggest impact of any of those. Down in Panama City, Florida, to a military family, Greg Kelser moved around quite a bit, including living in Okinawa, Japan, before his family settled in Detroit and he starred at Henry Ford High School in the city. Kelser chose to go to East Lansing to play for Coach Gus Kanakis, who was promptly replaced as head coach after Kelser's freshman year in 1976. Judd Heathcote was hired after having recent success at the University of Montana with the Grizzlies. Under Heathcote, the Spartan program and Kelser saw quick success. They won a Big Ten championship in 1978 with Kelser the leading scorer with just under 18 points a night, which was slightly ahead of the 17 points a night freshman star Irvin Johnson contributed. MSC would go into the tournament as the top seed in the 32-team competition, and this was the first time that a seeding system was used. They would go to the regional final before being upset by eventual champion Kentucky, led by Jack Givens. In that game, Kelser led the way while freshman Johnson struggled, but that game just made them hungrier for the next year. The team went into the 1979-80 season ranked number 7 and got up to number 1 in January when they started 9-1. A few early conference losses knocked them down the rankings, but they recovered to finish 22-6 and in a 3-way tie for the Big Ten championship and a number 3 overall national ranking. The tournament expanded to 40 teams and State grabbed the number 2 seed in the Mideast region, beating the Bill Laimbeer and Kelly Tripucka led number 1 seed Notre Dame in the regional finals in a monster game by Kelser.
Kelser and the crowd get the ball, can't hit. Kelser gets it back, scores. Oh! The tenacity under the boards of Greg Kelser. He refuses to be denied. 26 points for a man many feel was deserving of more All-America recognition.
And Kelser was ready to put Notre Dame away.
Jay's just gingerly moving around out there.
Kelser to the iron. Greg Kelser with a left-handed dunk and a foul is on Tripucka.
Greg Kelser's first step is so quick that it's frightening.
Knocked it out to Donnelly. Alley-oop. Kelser. Oh! What a play! Great shot by Kelser in midair. Michigan State fans are on their feet. They smell victory. They're ready to go to Utah. Kelser gives him a 15-point lead, and that could be it.
He would end with 34 points and 13 rebounds that night. They were then able to take care of the Ivy League team Penn, setting up a matchup with the overall number one Indiana State Sycamores and their star Larry Bird. Kelser scored 19 points and grabbed 8 rebounds as the Spartans cut the Nets down with a 75-64 victory behind 24 from Magic. Kelser was selected 4th overall by the Pistons and averaged 14 points as a rookie on the 16-win Piston team. Following that up with a 12-point-per-game campaign, he was traded early in the 81-82 season to the Seattle Supersonics in return for sharpshooting guard Vinnie Johnson. Bad knees would plague Kelser, who would bounce around with Seattle, the San Diego Clippers, and Indiana Pacers for 3 more seasons before retiring at age 28 in 1985. Since retiring, we've all known him as George Blaha's partner on Detroit Pistons television broadcast since 1988, and he also announces games on the Big Ten Network. But because him, Chet Atabekan, Mateen Cleaves, Lindsey Hairston, Kalen Luke, Mike Poplowski, and Ralph Simpson keep that Detroit to East Lansing I-96 corridor active, Greg Kelser is a Pistons Almost Legend.
Fight, fight, raw team fight, victory for MSU indeed. I'm going to go check out the Spartans this weekend once again, taking on the Oakland University Golden Grizzlies on Sunday afternoon at the Breslin Center. But Brother Brian does a great job. Special K, the great Greg Kelser, a guy that I've met and you guys all know in your TVs night after night during the winters. A good guy, as good a guy as you could imagine, just from watching him on TV. And you don't even have to guess that. I mean, you would just know. You can tell the fakeness sometimes when someone's acting like a good guy. Special K, proud Detroiter, proud Michigan State Spartan, and proud member of the Detroit Pistons family as well. But up next, we are going to talk Meet a Piston. That's right, Rodney Magruder. Who's Rodney Magruder? We're going to talk about that. That's coming up next on the Locked On Pistons podcast, which is a proud member of the Locked On Network, your team every day. Got to tell you guys about Built Go, the solution to breaking through my wall. It makes you the best you at whatever you do. Break through your wall with Built Go, whether it's that mental or the physical wall. Break through it with Built Go every single day. It's easy to take around in the 1.5-ounce pouch, right in your pocket, right in the gym bag, right in the briefcase. Built Go is the best workout gel on the market. It's like drinking a monster drink with a third of the caffeine and better results. And the three delicious flavors are something to look forward to as well in these times when we need something to look forward to. Peanut butter, honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint as well. How does Built Go work so well? Well, Built Go combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into my system fast. Plus, it's easy on the stomach. Built Go is loaded with good stuff to ignite my work. You get the beta-alanine, the B3, the honey, and a kick of caffeine as well. It then kicks in to keep me going strong with the B6, the B12. Built Go has that collagen, which promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health as well. This stuff literally makes your boy look better. Visit BuiltGo.com and use promo code LOCKED, and you'll get 20% off your next order. Use promo code LOCKED for 20% off at BuiltGo.com. Let's go!
With the whirling dervish that is Troy Weaver and this almost totally remade Detroit Pistons roster, we have decided to take a look at the players old and new that are on it and give a brief synopsis on who they are and where they came from. So today let's look at Rodney Magruder, a 29-year-old, 6'4", 205-pound guard. Magruder is from Landover, Maryland and moved to Jacksonville, Florida during high school. Rodney chose to go to Kansas State and play for Coach Frank Martin, and a three-year starter in Manhattan, Kansas, Magruder went undrafted in the 2013 NBA draft. He bounced around overseas in the G League before getting some traction with the Miami Heat in the 2016-17 season and started 65 games that year. After a few more years in Miami, he was waived before almost immediately being picked up by the Clippers in 2019. Mainly rotation player off the bench for the Clippers, he was traded along with the number 19 pick that was used for Sadiq Bey to Detroit in return for Luke Kennard on draft night. Known as the scavenger, Magruder is a serviceable perimeter shooter, but saw a drop in outside shooting percentage last year in Los Angeles as his minutes and opportunities dipped as well. Magruder is one of several veteran members of a Detroit backcourt that will be battling for minutes with each other in some battles that will be very competitive. Derrick Rose and Killian Hayes seem to be the only two that will have some sort of guaranteed minutes, while players like Magruder, DeLon Wright, Svi Mykhailiuk, and youngsters like Saben Lee and LiAngelo Ball will try to earn the rest of the playing time. A bballindex.com deep dive shows that Rodney's best role is as a perimeter wing stopper, where he had a defensive box plus minus of 0.8. Magruder is in the second year of a three-year $15 million contract that he signed with the Clippers last year. While the contract will pay him over $5 million this year, the $5 million next year is a team option and would not result in any dead money if he is waived before July 14th, 2021. Thanks for listening, and look for our next Meet a Piston when we will look at guard DeLon Wright.
Rodney Magruder, a name that we've seen on the rise with Miami. His career kind of petered out a little bit with the Clippers, and we'll see if, again, a guy trying to prove something, a guy desperate to stay in the league and get that next contract, probably won't get that team option picked up next year, but we'll see how things unfold for Rodney Magruder. The Pistons have done well over the decades on these guys that need a little kick to their career, and we'll see if the environment fosters that growth in a profound way for Rodney Magruder or some of the other guys on this Detroit Pistons roster. Another project for Troy Weaver, Dwayne Casey, and company. But that wraps up this edition of Locked On Pistons. I am your host, Matt Shook. He is Brother Brian. Now, tell your smart device to play the most recent episode of Locked On NBA. Have a great day, guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.